Amen, amen, amen.
Thank you, brother. How's everybody today? Everybody excited to be here on this Mother's Day? How about those watching at home? Are you excited to be in church, sort of, on Mother's Day? That's what we're going to celebrate today. Amen. We're going to celebrate Mother's Day. We're going to give thanks to the mothers who imitated God's love. We're going to talk about a story from Max Lucado called Love is Bold. In 1995, it compared the question, Mother's Day, why do you love your child? Or mothers, why do you love your child? Why does God love us as His children? Amen. Same reason as the mothers love us as our children. Because His love and the mother's love is what? Limitless. Amen. How many of y'all agree God's love is limitless? How many of y'all at home agree God's love is limitless? Hey, amen. But guess what? So is the mother's love. So your title for today, we're going to have a few different scriptures, so I'm not going to give a main one right now. But your title for today is this, simply, A Love Without Limits. A love without limits. Amen. Let's go ahead and say a quick prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, as always, I ask you right now, Lord, get Ronnie out of the way, Lord. Allow your word spoken and not mine, Lord. Lord, may you open our heart, mind, and soul to the blessing and the message that you have for us today, Lord, about our mother's love, Lord. Lord, compare to the love that you give us, Lord, the unlimited love, Lord, from you to our mothers to us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each and everything that you do for us, Lord. Lord, we thank you for each mother, for each grandmother, for each fill-in mother, for each father that might be filling in for a mother, Lord. We thank you for all of them today, Jesus, because we know without you, none of them would be here, Lord. And in case we wouldn't either, Lord. Lord, we ask you just to be with us for the rest of the service, Lord. May you get all glory, honor, and praise out of everything we do and say here today. In your name I pray, and everybody say it.
Amen.
Amen. Again, your title. A love, what? Without what? Limits. Amen. Everybody say it at home, title. A love without limits. Online. We're all well aware that Mother's Day itself is a national holiday, aren't we? It's a day that we do not overlook. Amen. Happy Mother's Day. On this Mother's Day, as a community of believers, we each rejoice in the knowledge that the Savior's tomb is empty. Amen. While at the same time, we give thanks for the love our mothers demonstrated in our lives as we grew up. And hopefully that they still demonstrate that you're still here with us at this time. Amen? So let me ask you. Let me ask. Why do you, mothers that are in here, mothers watching online, why do you love your children? Why do you love your children? Amen? Would you do anything for them? I think a mother would, wouldn't it? I think a mother would do anything for the kids and their children. Amen. Would you do anything to keep them from the dangers in the culture, especially the ones we have today? Amen. The first reality is that without our mothers, none of us, who? Nobody. Not one of us. Amen. Without our mothers would be here. It'd be physically impossible without our mothers for us to be here. Right? Second is this. I'm sure that most of us, as we grew up, and I know I did. How about you guys? How about the ones watching at home? But most of us, as we grew up, we tested something, didn't we? We tested the patience of our mothers. We tried to see how far we could stretch that bubble before it exploded back on us and we got whooped, didn't we? Yet we knew, even with testing that patience, we knew that she loved us without any limits, didn't we? The love of the mother for her child can only be, or can be, and often is, a reflection of God's love for each one of us. Woven throughout the scriptures, like the ribbons of a newborn's quilt, we can find gentle reminders that God's love, whose love? God's love. Amen. Is like that of a mother. It's deep. It's unrelenting. And it's without limits. Amen? If we as human beings have experienced a mother's love, then it is possible to transfer that experience to the understanding of God's limited love for each one of us. And the limitless love that He gave us on that cross with Jesus. Amen? Got a little short story for you. On August 16, 1987, Northwest Airlines flight took off from Detroit Airport. Soon after the plane crashed on the highway, 155 people died. When rescuers arrived, among the carnage of cars and aircraft, they found a four-year-old girl. She said her name was Cecilia. Because of Cecilia's almost perfect condition, it was thought that she had been a passenger in the car, rather than the plane. A quick check of the flight's roster showed that had been wrong. Cecilia had been on that flight 225. Cecilia had explained how the plane's last moments, her mother, Paula, had unbuckled her seatbelt, knelt in front of her daughter, and held Cecilia as tight as she could. The mother put herself between her daughter and death. She showed love without limits, didn't she? And that's exactly what God has done for each one of us. Jesus puts Himself between us and the wrath of the Holy God against our broken commandments and our broken ethics, for which we deserve both His punishment and eternal death, don't we? The writer of Psalms 103, 11 and 12 understood God's love without limits. For it says, "For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His loving devotion to those who fear Him. As far as where? As far as east is from the west, so far as He removed our transgressions from us." Most of y'all know who Max Lucado is. He uses his words to help readers visualize God's love and forgiveness. On Mother's Day in 1995, his daily devotion was titled "Bold Love." Let me share with you his words and reflections on the limitless love of our mothers. He writes, "Moms, I have a question. Why do you love your newborn? I know. It's a silly question. Indulge me. For months, your growing baby has brought you pain. She or he made you break out in pimples and waddle like a duck. That baby infant made you crave sardines and crackers and caused you to throw up in the morning. She punched you in the tummy. She occupied space that wasn't hers and ate food that she didn't fix. You kept her warm. You kept her safe. You kept her fed. But did she say thank you? Are you kidding? She's no more out of the womb. And what she do? She starts to cry. Don't she? The room's too cold. The blankets are too rough. The nurse is too mean. And who does she want? Mom. The newborn always wants mom. Amen? She didn't even tell you she was coming. She just came. She just popped out, didn't she? And what a coming. She rendered you a barbarian. You screamed, you swore, you tore the sheets. And look at you now. Your back aches, your head pounds, your body is drenched in sweat. Every muscle strained and stretched. Far from it though. On your face is a for longer than forever love. The new bundle in your arms has done nothing to you. Yet all you can talk about are her good looks and her bright future. She's going to wake you up every night for the next 6 weeks. But that doesn't matter, does it? I can see it in your face. You're crazy about her. Why? Why? No one else can love your newborn more than you. Love without limits. Amen. Max Lucado makes a great comparison, don't he? God, I have a question. Why do you love your children? I don't want to sound irreverent, but only heaven knows how much pain each one of us body. Amen. Why do you tolerate us? You give us every breath we breathe. But do we ever thank you? Do we ever love you back? Do we ever thank you back? No, we complain about the weather, don't we? We bicker about our toys that we're playing with. Not a second passes when someone, somewhere, doesn't use your name to curse the hammered thumb or the bad call by the umpire, as if it was your fault, guy. You fill the world with food, but we blame you for the hunger. You keep the earth from tilting and the Arctic from thawing, but we accuse you of unconcern. You keep the blue skies, and we demand rain. You give rain, and we demand sun. Amen. As if we knew what were best anyway. Amen. We sing more songs on the moon than to the Christ who saved us. We're a gnat on the tail of one elephant in the galaxy of Africa. And yet, we demand that you, God, find us a parking place when we ask for one. Amen. I know I'm like that sometimes. Amen. And if you don't give us one, what happens? If you don't give us what we want, you don't exist. We say you don't exist. As if our opinion matters. Amen. You exist. Surely. We pollute the world, you loan us. We mistreat our bodies that you gave us. We ignore the word that you sent us. We're spoiled babies, aren't we? Who are selfish and kick and pout and blaspheme. Amen. You have every reason to abandon us, don't you? God has every reason to abandon us. But do you? He has every reason to abandon us, but do you? He don't, does he? No. He sent his son for each one of us to be born of Mary, who cradled Jesus in her arms in the village of Bethlehem. Why? Why did he do that? Because God's holiness could not and cannot be touched by sin. Jesus was obedient to all of his command, all of God's commands. He never broke one command that God gave him. Amen. The curtain in the temple in Jerusalem was a visible barrier that could only be opened by a sacrifice of blood brought by the high priest. Only then could forgiveness be obtained. In the moment of his death on that cross, that curtain, that barrier that existed between God and all the people was ripped, wasn't it? It was torn from top to bottom, erased by his holy blood. Father, your love never ceases. Your love never ceases. It never amazes. And it's always unlimitless. Our greatness cannot increase it. Our faith does not earn it, does it? We cannot add to it, nor can we take it away from what Jesus did upon Calvary for each one of us. But your love never ceases. How do we explain it? How do we explain it? As far as the east is from the west. The answer is found in the eyes of a mother. Why does she love her newborn? Because the baby's hers. Amen. Why does she love the newborn? Because it's her kid. Amen. Even more because the baby is her blood, her flesh, her hope, her legacy. Amen. She knows a newborn is helpless and weak. And God knows that we're His idea. We're His totally, aren't we? He created each one of us to be loved by Him. He has asked us to love one another. He asked us to imitate His love for us, didn't He? God's love took on human form. Stand with the shepherds of Bethlehem and hear the angel announce God's good news. Unto you is born this day in the city of David, Christ the Lord, Jesus was born. He was the visible presence of an invisible God. The blind received their sight. The lame walked. The dead were raised to life. Amen. He came to fulfill God's command of love. Jesus knew the price that He would pay to keep the promise of salvation for each one of us. But He was obedient, wasn't He? Just like a mother. Even unto death. Even though He Himself, amen, how many of y'all know God, Jesus, never sinned Himself? Amen. Jesus knew His hometown would try to throw Him off the cliff. He knew that the Pharisees had plotted His death after the resurrection of Lazarus. He knew that He would be betrayed with a kiss on His cheek from Judas. Jesus upheld God's commandment, though, and wore the crown of thorns, didn't He? On the cross, He forgave those who nailed Him to the wood beams. On the cross, between His hands and the wood, was a list of all of your bad attitudes, all of your bad habits, all of your broken promises. His blood covered that piece of paper and blotted out our failures. Because of Jesus, God sees each one of us without a spot, without a blemish, free from accusation. Amen. If we continue by faith, holding on to the hand of Jesus. Jesus Himself was born so that each one of us might be saved. He lived, He suffered, and He died so that His blood would cover our sins. He did what even the most compassionate and caring mother could not do. He rose from the dead. Amen. None of us mothers here, none of them watching at home, I love y'all, but none of y'all can rise from the dead. Amen. Only Jesus can do that. The empty tomb itself secures God's commitment that all who believe in Jesus have eternal life. And Jesus said in John 5:24, I tell you the truth, whoever hears my word and believes Him who sent me has eternal life and will not be condemned. And also John 6:40 says this, for everyone who looks to the Son of God and believes in Him shall have eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. So as we go through this, why do we honor our mothers? Why do we honor our mothers? Exodus 20:12 says this, honor your father and mother and your mother, and your days may be long upon the land which the Lord your God has given you. Honor your father and mother, that your days upon the land will be long, which the Lord your God is giving you. The idea of, y'all, some of y'all might not know this, some of y'all watching at home might not know this, but West Virginia might be famous for something. Because the idea of Mother's Day was born in a small Methodist church in a little town here called Grafton, West Virginia. That's in north central West Virginia. Grafton, West Virginia. While teaching a Memorial Day lesson, Miss Anna Reeves Jarvis, thought of mothers who had lost their sons. She prayed that one day there could be a Memorial Day for mothers. The prayer made a deep impression on one of Mrs. Jarvis's 11 children. Young Anna had seen her mother's efforts. As she grew into adulthood, the younger woman kept Miss Jarvis's dream in her heart. On the day of her mother's death, Anna was determined to establish Mother's Day in her honor. On May 8, 1914, President Wilson designated the second Sunday in May as Mother's Day for displaying the American flag and for the public expression of love and reverence for the mothers of the country. Mother's Day is a very important day to honor our mothers. And we should honor them every day, shouldn't we? Not just on Mother's Day. A child without a mother is like a door without a doorknob. Can't get in, can't get anything done. Amen. Again, it just gives you some scriptures about Mother's Day. Exodus 20:12 again. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. It's apparent that honoring our mother brings benefits to our lives. It brings long life. If you want long life, honor both your father and your mother. Amen. Deuteronomy 5:16 says, honor thy father and thy mother, as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, and thy days will be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. The Bible teaches us that by honoring our mothers, God will be with us. Amen. God will be with us. We honor our mothers by acknowledging all that mothers do. The mother of Proverbs does great and not evil all the days of her lives. Proverbs 31:13 says, mother of Proverbs works willingly with her hands. 31:20 says, the mother of Proverbs, she helps the poor and the needy. 31:25 says, the mother of Proverbs is clothed with strength and honor, respect. 31:26 says, the mother of Proverbs is filled with wisdom and is kind. The mother of Proverbs is not idle, is she? She's busy. And we also honor our mothers because they're brave, like Shifron and Pura, who feared God more than they feared Pharaoh. The king of Egypt commanded the two Hebrew midwives. These women have feared God more than Pharaoh in Exodus, who could have easily killed him, couldn't he? They knew what they did in God's eyes mattered most. We also honor our mothers because they give awesome advice. My mom said one time, be good to people, Ronnie. They'll be good back to you. How many of y'all ever heard that one? Amen. Be good to somebody and they'll be good back. Amen. Wear a tie to church. Sometimes we lost some of these. Wear the best you have, even if it's the best jeans with holes in them. Wear them anyway. Mother Teresa said, life is an opportunity. Benefit from it. Life is beauty. Admire it. Life truly is a dream, isn't it? Realize it. Life is a challenge. We need to meet that challenge each and every day. Life is truly a duty. We need to complete it. Life is a game. We need to play it to the fullest. Amen. Life truly is a promise. We need to fulfill it. And we're going to have sorrow, aren't we? But we need to overcome it. Life is strong. We need to sing a song. Or life is a song. We need to sing it out loud. And we also struggle, don't we? Sometimes we just need to accept those struggles. Amen. Life is a tragedy. Confront it. Life is truly an adventure each and every day. We gotta run through it and dare. And life sometimes is luck, but we gotta make it because life is too precious that we don't want to destroy it. Amen. We honor our mothers because mothers are risk takers. Joanna, her husband Chuza, was King Herod's right-hand man. She either had a terrible disease or was overcome with evil spirits. And Jesus healed her, restored her, and accepted her. Most amazing of all, Joanna supported Jesus and the apostles out of her own means. Herod the Tetrarch had John the Baptist beheaded. She supported Jesus' ministry with her family's finances alone. Amen. Joanna's role in Jesus' ministry was a risk, wasn't it? But her connections to the palace didn't deter her from her calling. She gladly risked everything she had for the Lord. Amen. God rewarded Joanna for her dedication. She was among the first to see the empty tomb and learn that Jesus Christ, her healer and her deliverer, had risen just as he promised. We also honor women because God gave women miracles as well as man. Hannah suffered barrenness, but she prayed, the Bible says, the Lord remembered her plea. And in due time, it was a little while, wasn't it? But in due time, she gave birth to a son. And she named her son what? Samuel. For she said, I asked the Lord for him. Elizabeth also was barren. But she said, how kind the Lord is. She exclaimed, he has taken away my disgrace of not having children. And she gave birth to John the Baptist. Mary, the mother of Jesus, y'all know who that is, right? Was a virgin. And it was promised that a virgin shall give birth to the child and call him Emmanuel. Don't be afraid, Mary, the angel told her, for you have found favor with God. Mothers, Mary has found favor. On this day, again, we celebrate the love of our mothers. But much more, we celebrate the unlimited love of our God. Who else but Jesus would come to seek and to save the lost souls who are hiding today? Who else would remain committed to showing a doubting world that God has been truly faithful to us in his commitments and rescue us from ourselves? To save us from sin. To save us from Satan. Amen. It's he who taught us to pray, deliver us from the evil one. Amen. Jesus said, I know my sheep. I know my children. I call them by their name. They are mine, and no one can scratch them out of my hand. Don't a mother say that same thing? On this day, we give thanks to our mothers who were able to imitate the love of God to each one of us so that today we can give thanks for his love. As we come for the final song, let's pray.